This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, Dylan. You really are paying attention to us today. This is good stuff, man. It's the morning shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game. My name is Mike. That's Dylan playing Coheed and Cambria, Welcome Home, from Rock Band, one of the greatest video games to ever exist. Her name is Allie. She does trivia and frustrates Bo. And his name is Bo, and he's on the Zoom call through an iPad right now, sitting on the desk right in front of us. Got a nice little view at the back of his balcony, though.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? The Texas sky?
Yeah, check that out, man. How'd they give you a corner room?
Because I'm a big baller.
I need to social some of that out, make sure people can see it on your X account.
20-inch blades on Impala.
Did we ask him yet if there were Uncrustables on the plane?
There were not.
Oh.
We're going to have a conversation with the general manager.
2 hours on the tarmac? I know you were disappointed.
Well, I got some. They didn't have Chick-fil-A either. They had Cane's, so I had me some chicken tendies.
So when I was a rookie, and I bring this up because you probably remember this practice happening, but rookies have to bring food for the vets, like on the plane, even though there's already food provided. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where the vets will be like, "Hey, today you're going to bring this food."
Yeah.
And there are certain positions that will really stress their rookies out, and they'll say, "Hey, you're going to bring, you know, enough chicken for 50 people." And the rookies are like, okay. And they'll, you know, you show up with a suit. We had to wear a suit, and you're always like sweating really bad and this, that, and the other. I had to bring Jersey Mike's. And Will Svitek, who was our swing tackle at the time, it was like not hard to get like a few guys Jersey Mike's. A couple of guys didn't even want it. And I would just always pick up Jersey Mike's for the O-line. But Will Svitek always made sure to make it a little bit harder because he wanted oil and vinegar for his sandwich. But you know, you're not just going to put that on your sandwich. You got to bring it in like a little cup.
Yeah.
Or, you know, little to-go cup.
Little ramekin.
Dude, the amount of times that I would spill oil and vinegar in like a paper bag and then get it all over my tie and just look like an unmade bed getting on this airplane in front of all the Falcons executives. Dude, what a time to be alive that was. Shout out to 2010. You know, that was a nightmare.
What's funny, Allie, about that is I still to this day, it's harder these days because I'm in the back, but used to be I was in the middle and players would walk by us, mm-hmm. right? So I would see them carrying big bags of Popeyes and stuff.
Yep.
But when I was getting off the plane yesterday, because we had to get off at the very front, and the players are sitting up there these days, and he walked by and there's just like, a plethora of Jersey Mike's mm-hmm. bags and
nice.
Stuff. So you know rookies. So when Mike said Jersey Mike's, I was like, well, somebody's still eating that on that plane.
Tradition lives on.
The one thing you can't do, and the reason they wanted Jersey Mike's was because there wasn't, I don't know if there is now, there wasn't one really near us. I had to go by like Discover Mills area in Gwinnett. That was like the closest Jersey Mike's. Mm-hmm. So the guys would be like, yeah, just go ahead and knock that out on the way down. And you never wanted to come up short. No matter what, like you didn't not have enough food. So you would always just order an extra three and then try to give it away on your way off the plane. Like, hey, man. Hey, Bo. Hey, Squid. You want this? Take this.
Yeah. Nobody was handing me food. Well, no player was handing me food.
Yeah.
They were probably wondering whose child had a beard and was on the plane. But you know, neither here nor there.
You said it, not me, my friend.
You know what's funny, real quick? Allie, I got called out yesterday on the plane about trivia.
Oh no.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Yeah,
did you get upset?
No, I defended myself. I said, I quit.
She's fucking fun. She was like, did you take your suitcase and go home?
I couldn't get the seatbelt off. No, literally, a buddy of mine on the works for the team came in. He was like, dude, he got leaned over Arsh and he goes, Bo, you got destroyed yesterday or today at trivia. And I was like, I forfeited. I protest. I quit it. Yeah. I quit it. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I tried to
You did kind of fold up shop. Took everything I had not to call you a name. Which, not an insult, but a person.
By the way, Mike is the one that always gets hosed when it comes to the ringing in. We never hear you say Mike because it's a soft consonant versus B, hard consonant.
Bah. And his voice is also very percussive.
And you know what I mean? Yes. So
like a flashbang.
But you have
ear.
Carried on with every single round, even though you know you rang in first. And the first time it happens is where he's like, I'm done.
Well, hold on. First off, I got cheated against Zeno too, as you'll remember. But I think what really got me was I said, Bo, I knew the answer, and I looked in Dylan's eyes, and that man had zero clue. Dylan straight up guessed. He looked
in his eye sockets, and I said,
who did I say last? Who did I give this to last time? I think I did, but go. I'm gonna say Mike. That's what I heard. And then there was like four Finding Nemo, all these Disney clowns. I was like, you know what? And then Mike was play. And then when Mike started placating me and kind of poking the bear, I was like, "You know, I'm done. I'm done. Man.
I just want to defend myself and say that I, just like any good referee does, I made the best judgment call that I could at the drop of a hat.
So just like any referee, you guessed as well.
There you go. Hey, we'll get to the wake up call in just a second. 404-726-0929. If you are on the line, we're gonna have to kind of rush through this thing. So. Look, we're talking about Elijah Wilkinson. If you were the team, would you play Elijah Wilkinson at right tackle tonight, knowing that he could possibly be your starter in week one and also knowing that he could possibly use the reps? So we'll see how that works out. Also, college football fans, SEC fans, moving to a 9-game schedule. Every team will play 3 opponents on an annual basis. If you're a college football fan, who is your SEC squad that, what squads do you want your SEC team to play on an annual basis listed as the 3? Go ahead and play the music, Dylan. Again, 404-726-0929. Got a few people on the line right now that want to weigh in. Let's go out and talk to Walter over in Atlanta. Walter, hope you're having a good Friday.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great Friday. Hey, I heard Allie Mack say something about, shout out to, Friday Night Lights.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out
Bring
whatnot.
It on in.
Oh, yeah, listen, man, got to give a major shout-out to 701 Stevenson High School. I think they played last night. The varsity played last night for some reason. I don't know why they do the Thursdays. But, yeah, they played last night, beat Arabia Mountain 42-20. I think they're ranked number 3 in their classification. By the time when I played back then, I think we were, like, number 25 in the nation. So, big shout-out to them right now. I think they got a kid committed to Alabama.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Nice.
Now you're talking about business. Now you're talking about business, man. Roll tide of that, and I know the people are going to hate that. Appreciate the phone call, Walter. Hey, let's go over to our buddy Ja in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on this Friday?
Good morning. I think Elijah definitely needs to play. The only way to get ready is to play, so he definitely needs to see some action at that new position. And also, I think Georgia and Alabama should definitely play every year. Mm.
I love that concept. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I like it too. It's not happening. I just don't think it fits into the narrative for them to be to be real about what the SEC wants and who they want matched up every year.
Yeah, and here's the thing, man. I think that when I and we looked at one of them earlier, and we can put that. I'll retweet Pat Smith, who works over at Jocks over in Birmingham. He put out the possibilities, and this is what they talked about like a couple of years ago when this concept came up. And I think it's, while I don't agree with some of them, Bo, on the list, I think it's fairly equal. Like, I think the people he was putting out there are equal. I mean, Alabama's going to play Auburn, LSU, Tennessee. That's not an easy slate on any given, you know, year. But Georgia's going to play Auburn and Florida and Kentucky. Okay, fine. You know, Florida's going to play Georgia, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. These are all guesses. I'm not saying that this is set in stone, so don't say that. But I'll try to retweet that from Pat Smith's account out there on the X because he put it out earlier today. Let's go back to the phone line, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker. Tinker, bring us the good news this morning, man.
What's going on?
Living the dream.
Hey, y'all had me all sorts of tore up yesterday all day long with that subject, with that wedding. and I had a song in my head all day about that bride. And it's, don't you think this song is about you? But there's one important thing that y'all forgot about that, because my buddy did this, and we give him up the creek to this day about it, that it is just so haunting. That girl better be glad now she, you know, got the veil pulled back a little bit on her friend, because the husband, she made that man say, I do, twice to the same woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even think
you,
about
you
that.
You earn, yeah. Over time, you earn that love. You just don't get two I do's right off a rip.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Tink. Appreciate
that
the phone
call.
That
man said, I do to the same woman twice.
He did.
Appreciate the phone call this morning. Hope you're having a great. I did. I got a lot of back and forth about that wedding story yesterday. I actually had somebody on Twitter later on in the day. Actually, last night, Eric hit me up on Twitter at 8:30. I guess listening back on the Odyssey app, and was like, hey, where's the link to that Reddit?
Right.
I got to go read this story. And I sent it to him. It's the wedding drama Reddit thread. The secret second wedding was the title of the post. Just all sorts of drama. I don't know. Friendships ended on that one for sure. But appreciate all the phone calls today. Obviously, like Allie said, we love the Friday Night Lights updates. You can keep those coming on the socials. And always a good chance to talk to y'all, man. So I hope everybody's having a good weekend.
Yeah, please keep tweeting us your thoughts at 929 Morning Shift. You'll also conveniently see the poll up there of whether Goodfellas or Finding Nemo
Shots
is the wider known movie. You can see the outcome there. I'm sure you can guess, though. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, will fill us in on this Austin Riley news that broke yesterday. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan live from Dallas via an iPad for us. Dylan is behind the glass, and we're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9, The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Unfortunately, got to start with some not so great news, the Austin Riley news that broke yesterday. It seemed to be another kind of buried lead by the Braves yesterday.
Yeah, just a little bit. They've had a couple of these where there's quite a few transactions going on because there have been quite a few injuries. And the last note is probably the most important note. I believe the last one was Spencer Schwellenbach, and we all know that that one was not a particularly great one. And this one for Austin Riley, unfortunately, is along the same lines. He had core surgery yesterday in Philadelphia, so his season is over. When we talked to Brian Snitker a couple of days ago, and he revealed that Austin had traveled to Philly to see a specialist, had a pretty good idea that they were dealing at that point with a sports hernia and that it was going to take surgery, because it just has been a thing that he just can't seem to get over. He can rest and rehab at some to some degree, get treatment, but that just wasn't really helping him out. So unfortunately, Austin Riley, for the second consecutive year, has been dealt an injury blow that has ended a season that did not go the way he wanted it to.
Grant, Hurston Waltrip is I don't think it's come out of nowhere. It was a first-round draft pick, but I don't think we expected that when he came up and filled in, just kind of got thrown in duty in the Speedway Classic. But when but he is a first-round pick, and he and Paul Skeens kind of went head-to-head back in the day in the College World Series, so to speak. Hear me out, because I want to compare them, but I don't really want to compare them because I feel like they're different pitchers. But
yeah, I would probably lean along those lines.
With as hard as Skeens throws, and 40% of his pitches is that fastball, and with the mixed usage of Waltrip, they both have a lot of pitches, but Waltrip likes to throw that split more than anything, and then his cutter. Is there a chance that he maybe physically holds up longer than Skeens, just and has that maybe in the end of the day can have a longer career just because of the way they go about their business on the mound?
I'll be honest with you, at this point in today's game, unless you're a knuckleballer, I really don't have any faith in the ability of a particular pitcher to avoid injury for the entirety of their career. I mean, some guys will last longer than others, and obviously that's somewhat, anecdotal or tongue-in-cheek, because, look, there's just no predicting this kind of stuff. You can see some of the hardest throwers, and sometimes it's not necessarily injury. It's just, hey, they can't really command the strike zone the way that they need to. That's obviously not a problem for Paul Skeens. But with Waltrip, I was just really fascinated with the changes that he has made, because one of the problems that he was dealing with when he came up and got his brief look at the big leagues last year was his fastball wasn't really fooling anybody. He wasn't really able to compete with it. And, yeah, you've got to put it where you want to. You can't make mistakes over the plate. But he has ditched, and he said this after his start, this most recent one, he has not thrown a true four-seam fastball at any point in the four outings since he came up. He has been throwing what he refers to more as a cutter. It does have good velocity, but he said it just gives him the ability to challenge left-handers more and get a ton of ground balls. And I went and looked at the StatCast data, and he's getting a ton of ground balls. He's also getting his strikeouts, and he's limiting the hard contact. He has not given up a home run yet, so knock on wood, that continues. It's all a good trend, and that splitter, the day the Braves drafted him, all you heard was, hey, that's a major league ready pitch. He could compete with that splitter right now. It's everything else that he needs to just refine and develop. And as a first-round pick out of college, he was able to get to the big leagues pretty quickly, and now he's showing that there are still things to learn along the way, working with Sean Murphy on that sinker and having a cutter and now having that splitter. He's got a pretty elite arsenal there, and he also uses a curveball that I think is good for him. So this is a very complete pitcher. And not that Paul Skenes is not, but the velocity is kind of where he lives. It reminds you a little bit of where Spencer Strider was a couple of years ago, big strikeout pitchers with that profile. But I think Hurston Waldrop does it his way. He's found different ways to do it in a very short amount of time. So I'm excited to see what he gets to do as he gets more and more and more opportunity.
Grant, you and I got a chance to sit here and watch the end of the Braves game last Friday night. We were getting ready for the post-game show on the Falcons Radio Network, and you brought up something I thought was kind of interesting, and it was really about the future of Raisel Iglesias, and it's only gotten better since we watched him Friday. I mean, this guy hasn't given up an earned run in the month of August, I don't believe. And so I'm curious what you think the future is for Raisel Iglesias. Is this a guy that the Braves could get back next year, or do you think that ship has kind of sailed?
No, I mean, he's a guy that I would look to get back, and one of the, I guess, blessings in disguise of not trading a guy away and feeling like you've closed that chapter for either him or the team is maybe he's able to change their minds over the final 5 or 6 weeks of the year, or at that point, couple of months of the year after the trade deadline. And that's something that Alex said, you know, we're always assessing, but this next couple of months may allow us to look at some guys differently who've had bad first halves. Oh, I don't know. Michael Harris would probably fall under that category. And Raisel Iglesias, if you go back and look, and I did because that's what I do, to see after he was the final man in that disastrous late June game against the Diamondbacks, and he wasn't the one giving up all the runs, but he was the last guy, at that point, from that point on, so we're looking at about 2.5 months nearly, he has been able to allow, or he has allowed rather, 5 runs in his last 31 or 32 innings now, and 4 of those came in one outing. So basically, he's had one bad outing over the last 2+ months. That sounds like a lot more doable than the first half Raisel Iglesias that we were seeing that was just running into home runs right, left, and center and really having a lot of problems. So to me, he looks like the guy that the Braves expected him to be at the start of the season, the guy he was the last couple of years for the Braves. And I would look at that. It's a short-term arrangement. He's in his mid-30s, so you're not sitting there thinking about, all right, well, do we have to give this closer a 5 or 6 year deal to get him to sign here? It might be one and an option. There might be just some other way of doing this. But the Braves are going to need quantity, and they're going to need quality in that bullpen, and I still think Raisel Iglesias could be part of that solution.
Yeah, see, I knew Raisel was going to get it together. That's my guy.
Is that what it is?
Okay. That's my guy.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, we are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. I'm curious, more future predicting here. Where are you on Snit retiring? Because I keep hearing arguments for him calling it after the season because it hasn't exactly gone their way. But I swear I remember Alex saying something about Snit wanting to get to 50 years. It's memorable. And the Braves right now are kind of turning things around. Could he maybe want to go out on a higher note than this season?
Yeah, I'm sure he would like to go out on a much higher note than this year. And look, the Braves had all kinds of expectations, and so did the fan base, of what 2026 was going to be, because you just thought, all right, well, we went through it in 2024 with injuries and the like, so 2025, we're going to kind of course correct and get back to being who we are. And it just has not been that thing. In fact, it's gotten, you know, it's regressed even further because of a bad first half offensively. And then obviously the pitching injuries, which are making it difficult to climb out of that hole. Now, mathematically, the Braves still have some opportunity in front of them if they're able to run the table. But I think you, all of you on this call and everybody else listening out there knows how difficult that would be. So before we put that cart ahead of the horse, I think that with Snit, you know, ultimately, I'm sure this decision is in his hands and in most respects. I am kind of curious to see if he does decide when exactly they're going to reveal that, because there has really been no indication publicly, though you do hear privately and in different reports that this is likely to be his last year. Is there a case to be made for one more? Sure. Is there also a case to be made for reassessing a lot of things for the Atlanta Braves franchise, including, you know, who's at the helm? Yeah, there absolutely is. So it's, as I've talked about and will continue to all the way through the end of the season and all the way through the winter, this is going to be one of the most important off seasons, if not the most important off season for Alex Anthopoulos, but one of the most important off seasons for the Braves in a very, very long time. And this leadership question and solution, as they look for it to figure out what not just 2026, but the future looks like, is going to be a big proponent of that in my book.
Grant, I feel like Profar has been red hot lately. What's changed for him? What has led to this streak? He had, what, 3 home runs, I think, in that series with the White Sox?
Yeah, I mean, he's run into some homers, and that's definitely good to see, because you were wondering, at least silently, if not aloud, is this going to be a guy that hits homers now because he had an 80-game PED suspension, or is he going to kind of be exposed as the hitter he was before the career year in San Diego? to some extent, I think he's showing you that he's still capable of hitting the home runs, and that's definitely good to see. He's also been walking a ton, and that's also something that you like out of your leadoff hitter. So there have been some things about Profar at leadoff that I don't hate, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I love it when 13 is still in the lineup and is really, to me, the solution at the top of the order. I think he hits better there. I think he's more comfortable there. And nobody is going to make a case for me that anybody on this team needs more and should get more plate appearances than Ronald Acuna Jr. So I'll put my soapbox away and tell you that Profar is doing a fine job, but I think the Braves have their leadoff hitter, and I think that they'll get back to that at some point. If not this season, then certainly in 2026.
Grant, before we let you go, just got a few seconds left. I am curious to get your thoughts on the future of Ozzie Albies, because I was asking about Raisel Iglesias. I think that most positions other than shortstop look like they're pretty much sewn up. I mean, we had questions about Michael Harris and Yerkes and Profar. Mm-hmm. You've talked about both of them. But Ozzie Albies, I think it's a club option for next year. He's not expensive, but he's still on track for one of his worst offensive seasons of his career. Seems to be trying to get it turned around, though.
Yeah, to me, I'm rolling the dice on that. It's a $7 million club option with a $4 million buyout. And if you let Ozzie Albies walk over $3 million and then he goes and gets right somewhere else, that's probably not going to be a decision that you're going to look at and be too excited about, considering the affordability factor. Now, if this was a $15, $16, $20 million option, it might be a very different decision and a very different outcome. But look, Ozzie, there are a lot of things about him that fit with what the Braves, you know, have always wanted. You know, great teammate, hard worker, a lot of different things that go with it. Now, I can't tell you that that's going to change the numbers altogether, but he does have a track record, and he is not, you know, a guy who's on the wrong side of 30 trending down in his career, but he's definitely had a very, very tough season. So I think they roll the dice on it. I don't really see a compelling case not to. And if they want to reassess it and they've got to figure out trade-wise if there's some value there, maybe they'll do that. I don't know, but we'll kind of see. But I would be very surprised to see that option declined.
Hey, Grant, real quick, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
From the Diamond will be happening on Sunday from 5 to 7 here on 92.9 The Game. We are going to get into that big twin sale discussion. I've got Dan Hayes of The Athletic joining me for that. I've also got Wayne Randazzo, who's going to be in town calling the game for Apple TV tonight as the Mets and Braves square off in this three-game series. He spent a lot of time with the Mets, so I'm going to try to get a little bit of insight on what exactly is going right or wrong on any given day for that team, and maybe a little bit of the national perspective on what exactly happened to the Atlanta Braves this year. But that's coming your way on From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sundays, wherever you get your podcasts, and on the Odyssey app.
Grant, are you bringing the coffee tonight, or am I? Which one? We're gonna have a late night about it, buddy. I'll make sure we get something locked in.
Well, I thought we had switched to the Monster Zero Sugar, so that's what I've ordered.
Hey, don't tempt me with a good thing. The Great White Knight? Let's go, baby.
That's it.
I'm in.
It's sitting on our kitchen table right now.
No doubt. That's an Amazon subscription for me.
Well, appreciate it, Grant. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, everyone.
That is Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, also joining Mike tonight for half and postgame on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. So I will see 0% of my husband this weekend. You guys enjoy.
I haven't seen my wife in 3 days. Won't see her again today. So you know, we'll high five tomorrow.
Well, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app as well. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Coming up, it is the last chance for these fellas to get their thoughts off their chest on the morning shift before the preseason finale, because they got to be professional tonight. That is next, and we've got A Life of Squid.
We do. Deion Sanders became Nick Saban in front of his team, seemingly, and I've got the audio. Next, morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's behind the glass. There's no thank God it's Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Thought the pot was up already and it wasn't turned on. So.
Hey, I'm just excited we got Coheed and Cambria at one point today.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Got a Life of Squid on the way. We're also going to get Mike and Bo's final thoughts on tonight's game. But I want to play some audio from Matt Leinart's social media. Obviously, he's very successful guy, former quarterback, and his kid decided to ask Alexa who he is. It should have gone well.
Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
From sports.com. Matt Leinart was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at USC and a top 10 NFL draft pick,
what?
But his pro career didn't amount to much.
Yikes. Oh, well.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you just see
that's
him.
Unfortunate,
he's
man.
Sitting there like starting his morning eating cereal.
Yeah, just a little cup of coffee,
just
some cereal.
Just catching strays
no
from
big
Alexa.
Deal. Alexa, of all people. It's like you wonder like who writes this stuff. Is she just spitting out what like ChatGPT would say? Is that what's going on?
Probably.
His career didn't amount to much.
Yeah, dude, that's unfortunate, man.
I wonder if she's reading the first thing written about him that came up.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
Synopsis of Matt Leinart. Matt. It's funny because his face is hilarious, and you're like, you know, this guy won like two national titles.
Right.
I mean, he was so good at USC. Now he had, he had people around him, but
guy won a Heisman Trophy with Reggie Bush on the team.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
But according to Alexa, he didn't amount to much.
Yeah, and it's funny. Have you guys noticed that like the work emails now, or maybe it's just all Gmail that like there's a summary at the top? Like, I feel like that's what she
read.
Oh,
gotcha. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
here's
yeah.
Here's a summary of this email.
Right.
Yeah.
What? His pro career didn't amount to much.
Dude, that's just harsh.
Have you asked Alexa about you yet?
No, God, no. I don't want to hear.
Oh, I'm going to do it
I
today.
I hope she mixes me up with another Mike Johnson. There's like a million of us.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, you'd have to say Mike Johnson, the football player.
Yeah, well, even then, that's not going to get you there.
Then,
like,
yeah.
There's a bunch of those, too.
We'll see. There's got to be a way to whittle it down to get Alexa to spit something out. But speaking of you being a former football player, tonight you and Bo will be handling the pregame show, and you're going to have a lot of info on who's playing, and all of that will be revealed. But is there anything we missed today regarding tonight's game that you haven't gotten to talk about yet? You got to get it out now before you go into pro mode tonight on the broadcast.
I think, and Bo, you You tell me if I'm wrong. I really want to get a handle on Javon Gwynn being the backup center and what the other options could be or will be. And, you know, I think there's the chance that Joshua Gray gets some snap there. I think Hanson could possibly. But that, to me, I don't know that Javon Gwynn has played well enough in the run game throughout the preseason for me to feel great about that position being solidified. I'm not so sure that that wouldn't be something they would look at on the waiver wire or not. But I think that there – you want to talk about stuff we did not get to, because we've talked about every freaking spot on the team today. That's one we have not talked about. That one's – I'll keep my eyes very closely peeled on what that situation is tonight.
Yeah, I wonder how much Jake Hanson plays and how much of a look they want to get at him, you know? That's where it's at for me. I think that could be very telling. And I also – look, we've touched on this, but I want to talk about it in a different way. You know, don't think about the guys that they have playing for them that are going for roster spots and how that might directly match up with guys that you have questions about. For instance, at edge, they've got, you know, and I'm not sure, but we could see maybe the rookie Donovan Ezeraku go against Elijah Wilkinson if he's at right tackle. We could see James Houston, a guy that has had maybe he's a bubble guy and had a decent camp, go against Elijah Wilkinson. And then but then look on the other side, you know, they've got a couple of receivers in Cropper and Flournoy and Jalen Brooks. Those guys are obviously playing for a spot and had some decent count, and they could be going against, you know, maybe Lamar Jackson, maybe Natron Brooks. C.J. Henderson could be out there for us. I think he might be. I think he's going to have to get some kind of game rep. So I like to think about that as well. And I know it sounds like a weird – we have obviously talked about those positions, but my point is they're not going to go out there against guys that aren't – everybody out there is got it, and they're going to play. But these are matchups where it's like – almost you've thrown a bone in a circle of two dogs and say, hey, who gets it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where they're going. I hate to describe it that way because it almost sounds demeaning, but these are guys fighting for the professional's career for this season, right? And they might be going against the other guy who's doing the exact same thing. I think that could up the ante a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I am curious. One of the things I'll have my eyes on, and Bo, I'll let you comment on this as well, I want to see if – because I don't know if we will, but if we game plan for having Joe Milton at quarterback tonight. We've talked a lot about this defense under Jeff Ulbrich trying to get a lot more athletic because of guys like Joe Milton that you have to square off with numerous times this year. And I'm talking about Josh Allen and, you know, guys along those lines. I'm curious to see if there will be anything in the defensive game plan that you roll out that kind of, you know, deals with the legs of Joe Milton. I don't necessarily think there will be, but I'll have my eyes looking on that tonight.
Did you hear the Joe Milton stuff where he's being asked about, you know, people said he throws a ball too hard? And I almost didn't believe that it was real audio. I was like, is this like AI? But he's like, I don't know. Like, I don't think I throw hard. I just throw. If it's too hard, maybe you shouldn't be in the NFL. I just kept hearing it and reading it. And I was like, there's no way this is real audio.
Strange line
like,
of questioning.
I don't know where – I'm confused anymore with technology.
Dude, I am too. I still don't know. Did you guys see the interview with the Myles Garrett when they were like, what does it feel like? This is something like, what does it feel like to go 100 miles an hour? I was like, I don't know if this is – I still don't know if that was real or not. But he was like, yeah. I know they're talking about football. And I was like, okay, that sounds real.
Yeah, I just don't know anymore. It's so confusing these days. Like, I'm like, is this real? Is it?
Need to put like a stamp in the bottom of real videos or something, or fake ones.
Yeah, they're trying. Yeah. They're trying. Like it's very difficult to figure out
some kind of
though.
Legislation. Please, like I don't know what I'm looking at anymore.
Yeah, like there was a video. Oh, I can't remember what kind of animal it was, but it was something like what does animal do to save its child it's like a gorilla or something, and it starts like body slamming an alligator. And I was like,
That video. It started off so real, yeah. And then like obviously with AI, but it started so real though. I was like, oh, this is real. And then I was like, oh no, this is clearly AI.
Dylan, thank you.
I've seen that video.
I was like, I know that they're not going to know anything I'm talking about. It's probably the only person that saw it. And I was like, oh, this is real. It had me locked. And all of a sudden, it's like doing WWE moves to the gorilla. I mean, to the alligator. And I was like, well, this isn't real.
Yeah, it was so funny. I was like, ah, you got me.
Yeah, tell you what, Dylan, that one really got me. Just like my Baron Burton's W sauce gets me with the fire shower as well. Somebody just tweeted a picture of Rory McIlroy in traffic. Obviously, they're in Eastlake. That's interesting. A selfie with Rory McIlroy. Reminds me of that time that Mike sold his soul to get away from Denny Hamlin in traffic, the NASCAR driver. Yeah, I know about that, Mike. All right, Deion Sanders.
I don't regret it either. I don't regret it.
Yeah, well, you'll regret it one day. Deion Sanders is – well, I said you sold your soul. I think he read between the lines. Deion Sanders is a guy who has done it a little bit different at Colorado. But, man, if he is not sounding like some old-school Nick Saban-type football coach with this latest thing that he did with his team – where he set a dress code policy for his players and how they have to dress, not only dress, but where they sit in class.
We start school when? Tomorrow. No slides. If I see you with, I'm going to send people to campus tomorrow. If I see you with slides on campus, it's going to be a problem. If I see you with a hoodie on in class or some headphones on in class, it's going to be a problem. If I see you sitting in the back of the classroom, it's going to be a problem. Do we understand that? And if you're online and you have online classes and you don't have a shirt on or you got a white beat on or you have some stupid on that causes a distraction or you walk around during that online session, it's going to be a problem. We good with that, guys?
I love this, man. I love this. Let me tell you where he messed up, though. As a guy who's been on the other side of this, he messed up saying tomorrow. I'd have just been like, you know, you don't even know when that GA is going to pop in.
Yeah.
It could be tomorrow. Could be the next day. Could be a week from now. Yeah, keep your head on a swivel. Because the minute he says tomorrow, that next day, I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. You know, the slides things is one thing. I add it to big care. But the headphones and you know, who puts a hood on inside? I mean, I don't know about that. But sunglasses.
Hey, if you come back in the studio next week and you put a hood up, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a GA looking for me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. But, no, I love this from Deion. This is really cool stuff. I wish we could have heard some of this stuff, like, earlier. I think a lot got kind of, you know, it feels like it's the first 2 years felt like the Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, Shiloh Sanders show, and now it feels like, now we're getting what Deion is about as a coach, and I think it's better. Does that make – you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like more about Deion as a coach is coming out these days.
I agree. And too many times have I looked at Deion and been like, man, you know, he's going to let these guys – he did as a player, which was that crazy. And I guarantee you he would have had slides on with a white beater, you know, with the you know, with the tank. So there you go.
Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. Guys, have a wonderful game tonight.
Will do.
You'll be on at 6?
6 o'clock, me and Bo.
All right. Enjoy that. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
stay cool, Atlanta. You too, Dallas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.